We're going to look at the last verse of the 12th Psalm today, where it says, "The wicked prowl on every side, when vileness is exalted among the sons of men." It would seem that we've come to a point in Western civilization where liberty is turning into licentiousness, and even the Christian church is having debates over issues that, well, they were settled in everybody's minds until recently. Behaviors that were universally understood to be outside of God's will just one generation ago seem to be getting a pass from people who claim to be living by this book. Nowadays, we watch the same TV shows, we engage in the same forms of recreation, and adopt the same behavior patterns as everybody else, leaving the world to wonder what the point is to being a Christian. Now, I like the way the verse reads in the old King James Version, where it says, "The wicked walk on every side, when the vilest men are exalted." In the not-too-distant past, American folk heroes included people like Albert Einstein and Charles Lindbergh, brilliant pioneers who accomplished things with their lives. The most recognizable faces in the world were people who made real contributions to society. But now we tend to idolize people who play games or act out stories for a living. And it doesn't seem to matter outside of the musical or athletic talent itself how those people live the rest of their lives. If they've got a beautiful voice or a beautiful face, we overlook the fact that they're encouraging things like promiscuity or substance abuse or violence. Look, it's not that I don't enjoy the occasional football game or that I have some kind of problem with simple storytelling through a visual medium. But with each passing generation, long-standing moral markers keep getting moved further and further back from the safety zone described in the ancient writings of the Bible. We have thousands of years of divinely inspired human history at our fingertips to help us remember what happens to great civilizations shortly after moral standards begin to evaporate. But here we are, doing it again. Now, just to be clear, I want you to know that I don't advocate imposing morality on people by legislation. The Bible makes it clear that people are held accountable for their own lives, and it's a matter between the individual and his or her maker. I frankly wouldn't want to live in a state where people tried to regulate my personal moral behavior, because God happens to draw clearer and fairer boundaries than any human government. But at the same time, as Christians, we can't just turn a blind eye to what's going on as people drift away from their moral roots and live more and more licentious lives. When society begins to exalt vile people and hold them up as examples, it emboldens the rest of us and encourages more people, in the words of the Bible, to walk wickedly. You know, it really makes a difference when people hold high moral and civil expectations of each other. It's kind of like the theory of the broken windows. City officials in New York noticed that when they quickly repaired vandalism on the subway and kept things looking nice, well, crime rates in the subway system seemed to drop. When windows were left broken and subway cars were left looking scummy, well, then crime rates tended to rise. A broken window was a subliminal cue to people that the community standards were low, and it actually encouraged criminal behavior. So here's what I'd like to encourage you to do as a believer. We really don't want a moral police state where the church is enforcing morality through the courts. We tried that as Christians in the past, and it was a dismal failure that to this day is still an embarrassment to organized Christianity. But you know, we can fix the windows in our own lives, and we can set the standard in our own communities just a little bit higher. And we can stop participating in the widespread exaltation of people whose lifestyles really don't deserve our admiration. It's just a hunch, and call it a biblical hunch, that might just set us on a path to a better way to live.